Thank you for listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain.
Beep, 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 beep. Transmitting from Zucchini Land, it's Steve, Jack, and Sam, the Zucchini Brothers, live at the clubhouse. Beep, 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 beep.
Let's all get together, have a little fun. Ow! Let's all get together, dance under the sun. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down.
Get down on the radio, in the clubhouse, with the Zucchini Brothers. Yeah, going to different places, doing different things. Yeah, with all our
summer washes peacefully over the afternoon here in Zucchini Land, where reality steps aside, opening the door to one's imagination, where seasons change from week to week with the promise of new adventure, where hopes and dreams dance with the magic of music. It is here that we find the Zucchini Brothers, Jack, Steve, and Sam, with their dog Polly and their friend Susan in the backyard of the clubhouse.
Hey, Steve, would you give me a push, please? Hang on. Let me throw this ball for Polly. Okay, now let me pick it up. Ugh. Here you go, Polly. All right, Sam.
Yeah, give me a big push so I can fly up to the moon.
All right, hold on tight.
Okay.
Here you go.
Yeah.
Whoa!
Susan, Vespertenor swings have changed into birds.
And we're riding on their backs, like riding horseback.
Except we're flying birdback.
Where to?
I think Sam went to the moon. Wanna go?
Oh, I have to be home in 25 minutes. My mom and dad are going out for dinner, and then they're going to the country fair. My mom made an apple pie that she entered in a contest there.
Mm.
Country feed, is there a calling to me? And brother, I'm being fine. Wanna cut loose from the city, get out and run around. Country feed is moving in my feet and dancing in the hot sunshine. I'm gonna spread that country feeling all around the town. Bye.
A song from Brian Wilson. How was your trip to the moon, Sam?
Very quick. I just stopped by to get some special moon cheese for a pizza I'm making.
So where are you guys swinging to?
We're flying on birds!
Oh!
Yeah, but we can't go too far, because Susan has to go home pretty soon.
You're going to the country fair?
No, my brother and I are having a babysitter.
How come? Are you in trouble?
No, my dad wants to do some antiquing while they're at the fair. He's hoping to get an old rocking chair. So they'll need that extra room in the car to bring it home. And they also need some grown-up time without us kids.
She's getting supervised by a babysitter.
Oh.
Hey, it's the word of the day. Hey, it's the word of the day.
Today's word is...
supervise.
Spelling, please.
S-U-P-E-R-V-I-S-E.
Definition, please.
Verb, to oversee or direct. Synonyms are words that mean the same thing are to watch over.
These are my sheep.
Manage.
More towels in aisle 6, please.
Control.
Turn the steering wheel to the left.
Or govern.
My dear citizens.
Sentence, please.
Farmer Brown here to tell you that in the summertime I hire someone to supervise my cows so I can go swimming and play frisbee.
Woo!
Shorts, tank tops, bathing suits. Living on popsicles, ice cream, barbecue. We sit in the shade and we run in the sun. All tan and smiling, yeah, we're having fun. In the summertime, it's when I'm feeling fine. In the summertime,
brothers.
I think we're gonna have a barbecue tonight.
Yeah, Susan. Maybe you and your little brother and the babysitter could have dinner with us.
Yeah, we'll eat outside on the picnic table.
Thanks for asking, but I think my mom already made a special dinner for us. But after dinner, my brother and I are gonna turn our deck into a stage and put on a show for our babysitter. Maybe you could come over and sing with us.
I wanna sing. Sing, 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 sing. Sing about any old thing. I just wanna sing.
Come on! I wanna sing about pigs. I wanna sing about frogs, lizards, ferrets, and
This is Zucchini Clubhouse News with a news update.
Thank you. I'm Bob Heskey, and we're all listening to the Zucchini Brothers live at the clubhouse. And we just heard a song from Blue's Big Musical Movie Soundtrack. At the top of the news today, ice cream. You scream. That's right, folks. In fact, we all scream for ice cream. Coward Hossel is live on location with the scoop. Coward!
Coward Hossel here live with Zucchini Land's own Mr. Dingling. So how's business for you this summer?
Oh, I can't complain. The hotter it gets, the more people want their ice cream. Well, that's great for business. Excuse me, Coward. There you go. One berry ice. One waffle cone.
Boomerang.
A boomerang. Oh, it's your lucky day. Got my last one. Thank you. Run out of them every day.
Now, what's a boomerang?
Well, let's see. Green pistachio ice cream with walnuts, coated with milk chocolate, and shaped like a little mini boomerang. Mm. They're the new hot thing, so to speak.
Now, do you do this year-round, or is it a seasonal thing?
Well, I take time off in the late fall, the winter, and the early spring. But then there's also maintenance, repainting the truck, ordering and sampling new ice cream. It's lots of fun, but it takes time.
Well, Mr. Dingling, we'll let you get back to your work. Have a great summer.
Thank you, Coward.
Back to you, Bob.
Ice cream. Thank you, Coward. It's time for a weather update with Zane Finch. Zane!
Hello, folks. Summer is in full swing here in Zucchini Land. Sunny, warm, clear skies. Looking good. Back to you, Bob.
Thank you, Zane. That's all the time we have for the news now. Hope you'll join us later. Bye-bye.
Well, guys, I probably should go home. My mom and dad will be leaving pretty soon, and the babysitter will be here.
Okay.
I'll ask if you can come over later.
Bye. See you later.
Tonight was just great. She taught us the sign for peace. Now she's made us some popcorn. We've turned out the lights and we're watching movies. I don't understand, and she tries to explain how a spaceship is riding through somebody's brain, and there's blood and guts and we've ever had. She sits on her hair and she's tall as my dad, and she tie-dyed my shirt and she pierced her own ear, and it's peace may who, yeah, the babysitter's here. Her boyfriend is Tom, but we call him the king of romance. Of their own. He says not if she's going to college, we won't, and he kisses her own. Someday I'll have a boyfriend just like that. She's the best one that we've ever had. She sits on her hair and she's tall as my dad. And she got mad at dinner when Tom drank a beer. But peace, man, cool. Hey, the babysitter's here. And we all went to see her go dance at the high school. We made her a big card and she told us that she'd be the unicorn wearing the pink leotard. And there she was leaping up just like she said, with a sparkling horn coming out of her head. And she's a love. I can't wait to give her the card. I can't wait to give her the card. She's the best one. Play was called a unicorn, and she was the unicorn, so that means that the star was my babysitter. But it's Saturday night, I can't sleep, and we're watching the news. She says, do me a favor, don't go with a guy who would make you choose. And don't understand, and she tries to explain, and all that mascara runs down in her pain, 'cause she's leaving me. Oh, you're the best one that we've ever had. You sit on your hair and you're tall as my dad. And I'll make you a picture for college next year. So hush now, peace, man, the babysitter's here.
Sometimes, not all the time.
A song from Dar Williams.
Would you boys like some more salad?
Oh, yes. Sure.
Please. Here you go.
Thanks. Thanks, Mom.
Yeah. You boys are doing a good job with your dinner tonight.
Yeah, I flew to the moon today and got some cheese. It made me extra hungry.
All finished. Mr. Dingling's coming.
Dad, can we get some ice cream? Yeah.
Well, ask your mother.
Oh, Mom. Well, okay. You did eat all of your dinner.
All right. Yeah. Hey, Dad, can we please have some money?
Here you go. Here's some money.
Thanks.
Did you boys know this stuff grows on trees?
Really? What kind?
Hey, there's Susan and her little brother.
And their babysitter.
Hey, Susan!
Hey, Susan!
Hey, guys!
What's going on?
That's our babysitter. She's gonna help my brother get an ice cream cone. I can get my own.
So that's your babysitter?
What's she like?
Is she nice?
Yeah. And she said it's okay for you to come over later and put on a show with us after we all finish our ice cream.
Some. Please, please, please. I promise to eat all my dinner. Even the buttered peas.
Mr. Ding-a-ling, coming down the street. Mr. Ding-a-ling, coming down the street.
have some money to buy myself a treat. Says a dollar here, a dollar there. You think that grows on trees?
Mr. Ding-a-ling, coming down the street, yeah. Mr. Ding-a-ling, coming down the street, yeah. Love those popsicles and ice cream. Love those popsicles and ice cream. Love those popsicles and ice cream.
All those tasty frozen treats.
A song from the Zucchini Brothers. There you go, young lady. One chocolate vanilla twist, no sprinkles.
Thanks, Mr. Dingling.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, thanks.
So, how do you become a babysitter?
Yeah.
I don't know. But my mom says before I know it, I'll be old enough to be one.
Oh, don't you need special training for that?
And now a commercial message.
Experience school.
Yes, at Experience School, you can learn everything. You get a week's worth of experience on everything. Week number one.
What?
You'll be learning to make tuna fish and watercress sandwiches.
Oh, that's handy. Immersion of the world. Yes.
Week number two, you'll be building your own doghouse out of wood.
Oh, it'll be done in a second. Hang in there.
Okay.
I've got the experience.
Week number three, you'll be learning the mechanics of a 747 jumbo jet.
Hey, the plane's all ready to go. It's good to go.
Are you sure you know what you're doing?
Yeah, the wings are shiny. The tires are, they're full of air. And look, you can see through the windows. Looks good.
Okay, you must know. Okay, out of the way.
Yeah.
Take off, please.
That's right. At Experience School, you'll gain a week's worth of experience at everything.
Experience School.
Hey, Pop. Susan's babysitter's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, clubhouse phone.
I got it.
Hello, Zucchini Brothers Clubhouse. Jack speaking.
For quality assurance, this call will be monitored by a telemarketing coach.
Excuse me?
Jack Zucchini, it's your lucky day.
It is.
You've just won a free trip to Igloo Island. That's right. For just $19.95, you'll spend 8 days and 4 nights tanning under the sun at this luxurious resort.
So let's see. That's 8 days.
And 4 nights free for $19.95.
Is this Amy the telemarketer?
Now, how could you tell that?
Well, let's just say there's something familiar about this phone call.
Certainly not my voice.
No, it's not your voice. I'm confused, though. Isn't Igloo Island at the North Pole?
Do some research for the customer.
Let me take a look at the map. Well, if you don't say, it certainly is, and it appears it's inhabited by cats and cows.
Huh? Isn't it cold up there?
Not if you dress warmly.
Well, then how will I get a tan? And besides that, my parents say that it's not good for your skin to get too tan.
Reassure the customer.
Exactly. That's why you'll have a snowsuit on to keep from getting a tan. Even the cows and cats wear them.
But you just said... Never mind. Going to pass on this one, Amy.
Well, then, how about playing us a song from Rick Scott?
Now that I can do.
I think cows are funny. How about you? I just laugh myself in half over everything that's moo. And after all, what's a metaphor if not for cows to graze? Furry brown containers that make milk out of hay. Furry brown containers that make milk out of hay.
Moo, 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 moo.
I think kitty cats are funny. You chasing strings and imaginary things, always with a amusement. And they're from ancient Egypt, so they know better than you. Soft as a pillow, hiding in the willow, always drinking moo juice. Soft as a pillow, hiding in the willow, always drinking moo.
Thank you.
nap over there. I'm trying to get some sleep. I think humans are funny. How about you? Cause they can go around and make any old sound like a do, like a do, like a do, like a do, like a do. But they always fight about wrong and right. Well, let's just change that tune and sing this song till the cat comes back and the cow jumps over the moon. Sing this song till the cat comes back and the cow jumps over the moon.
If you listen to us on stations like
Red Diffusion in Singapore.
Hello!
If you'd like any information about the Zucchini Brothers, our concerts, our products, or anything you've heard on this show, or just to say hello, you can always go to www.zucchinibrothers.com. That's one word, and it's spelled Z-U-C-C-H-I-N-I-B-R-O-T-H-E-R-S. Keep those emails coming, and look for show number
1,318.
The Zucchini Brothers Live at the Clubhouse is produced, recorded, and edited by Sam Zucchini, and written by Jack Zucchini, Susan Meyer, and Sam Zucchini. The Clubhouse Music Librarian is Steve Zucchini. Today's special guest was Amy Helm. This show is a presentation of Zucchini Productions.
Let's sing it.
Sweaters and cheese, sweaters and cheese, sweaters and cheese and fudge.
Sounds cold.
This is Bird Note. It's hard to think of a more lowly regarded bird than the pigeon. But as Rosemary Mosco writes in her book, A Pocket Guide to Pigeon Watching, people and pigeons go back thousands of years and were beloved by royalty. Akbar the Great, ruler of the Mughal Empire in the 16th century, kept over 20,000 pigeons.
Akbar the Great would have visiting dignitaries watch his pigeons fly around, and his hope was to sort of subdue them into awe and, you know, have them want to do business with him.
And in parts of Europe, from the Middle Ages onward, pigeon owning was a privilege.
Like in France and in the UK, you were only